And you got that good hair, like you got that good natural curly shit. Don't act like I'm crazy right now. Oh, what is that, number six? I know, man, you know that shit.
Give me that number six.
I'm mad in that FIFO. Give me that FIFO number six.
Yo, hey, you look like somebody be on that poster, though.
Yeah.
You do look like some poster dudes, though.
You just grinning, you want your hair like this?
Yup. Yup. Yeah. His ass on the S-curl box. Yeah. Oh, you know somebody gonna read that shit. Somebody gonna put his ass on the S-curl box.
See, Jake fucked up, not recording all this shit.
Hey, hey,
this could have been your podcast.
All right. So, okay, we have a question from Alan. This is an email question. Hey guys, I'm Sophie. First off, love what you do. My question is, how do you guys consume music after the initial album release? For example, whenever I listen to music, I almost always choose an album and listen all the way through. However, my brother, who's 18, creates Spotify playlists and listens to his songs, like, you know, two or three different songs and puts them in a playlist. Overall, my main question is, do you guys create playlists or listen to the albums in their entirety like the artist intended? And what impact does this have in the music industry?
For me, I've always listened to a project from beginning to end, especially when it first comes out. I've always been like that. I don't know, man.
Got caught up in that playlist era?
No.
I didn't either. I hate
me neither.
Shit.
Because I think it's part of my OCD, like in the Napster days and stuff like that. I had to have it organized. Like, I can never, like, just have a playlist. Like, I had to have the entire project. Like, even now, I don't like to put from Apple Music, like, singles. If it's not a project, it's not in my digital library. For people that do put certain songs into a playlist, I don't think that that's necessarily bad, because if one of those songs captures you, then more than likely it's gonna draw you to that album, because my brothers are kind of like that. They won't sit through and listen to an album beginning to end. I'm like that, but I think it's just from the generation I came from. Like, they'll skip around, listen to a couple of things, you know, surface level listening, and then they'll probably go back. Especially after I listen to it, I'm like, hey, you gotta listen to this, then they'll go back. But I just think, honestly, it's probably a generational thing, and I think, I don't know if it's a detriment to the industry. And
so whatever, everybody started drinking and just start doing playlists. Yeah. So.
Okay, that's whack as shit. Please. Yeah, that's
what?
More Life? Are you talking about More Life?
Yeah, because it was a playlist.
Yeah.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
Nobody actually believed that. Except Drake. He's delusional. Anyways.
No, a lot of people do believe that shit.
They really think that shit's a playlist?
Yes.
Who?
Everybody. No, a lot of people are.
You just like, I'm you know what I'm and I don't believe in that shit.
Nah, a lot of motherfuckers out there do believe that shit's a playlist. Oh, it's just a playlist.
You've like seen people be like, yeah.
I've seen people writing about it, saying that he's
gonna, like, think pieces on the new,
yes,
the new playlist era.
Yep.
That's some dumb shit.
Yeah, we don't need no playlist.
But you said you like playlists, though.
I do, but you can't just be coming out with albums and calling a playlist. What the fuck?
But if you like playlists, why not just do what the industry's already kind of leaning
to? But then make a real playlist. Yeah. Like, don't make a one artist playlist.
Really, my thing is, my playlist is what I want to play on my fucking list. So because then I'm still going to pick shit out of that, because I'm not going to like everything, so you might as well just call it a fucking album.
But why, though, if you're not going to listen to a whole Drake album through and through, like, why would he do it? Why would he take the time to try to put together an actual album for people that don't listen to it like that? Say Kendrick, right? Put together like a project that sounds good from beginning to end. Okay. Why would he do that if nobody's even listening to music like that anymore?
Because he still did it. Like, why? Are we, like, for real?
No, this is a part of the conversation.
But he's done tricked y'all. And I kind of
too.
Whoever has this mentality, if you have that mentality, but I'm not saying you do. Maybe
I don't.
You do or not.
I've never. Did
then whoever has this mentality, he's tricked you guys. This is stupid. He made an album and he called it a playlist. Like, let's just call it
exactly
a spade. He didn't make, if he was gonna make a playlist, he'd have picked album or songs from his old albums and just put it on a playlist. Like, this is bullshit.
Right, but what?
I mean, what is a playlist? A playlist are the songs that you really like that you feel like hearing. Mm-hmm. So how can this be a playlist if we ain't never heard the motherfucking songs?
True.
Stop with this shit.
So how do you typically listen to albums?
I don't even know how to make a playlist.
Right.
I've never made a playlist in my entire life.
You ain't got enough space on your phone.
Full circle. Full circle.
That's why. That might be true too. But no. Like, iPods have playlists and I don't use them. When I listen to an album, I want to listen to it from the start to the end.
So on your iPod, right, you have every project that you enjoy, right?
Not every, but most, yeah.
Most, right? So you don't like every single song from every single album, right?
No, but I feel weird. Like, okay, so if there's an album where I can't listen to at least 90% of it without skipping a song, then I'm not gonna put it on my iPod.
So then what about the songs that kind of stray from that? You don't put those individual songs on there?
No, I put a whole album on there and I leave it.
Yeah.
So when I'm riding around listening to it, if the song that comes on that I don't really like that much, I don't usually skip it.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying like if there's a song separate from the album, you know what I'm saying, that you like separately, would you just take that individual song and put it on your
iPod? Oh, like a Lucy song?
Yeah, like just like maybe two or three songs.
No, I'll put the, okay, so what I'll do, and this is like the serious music nerd type of shit. So like, let's say if a Run the Jewels album comes out, right? Mm-hmm. And then there'll just be like this random extra song that they just release as a single. Mm-hmm. Or like, let's say if like the DJ Shadow album had a Run the Jewels song on it.
Yeah.
If I'm not a big fan of the entire DJ Shadow album, I might take that song. And what I'll do is I'll just tack it on the end of whatever album had come out that was closest to when that song came out. Wow. Cause then I'll just, in my mind, it'll be a bonus track. That's what I'm like, cause like indie rap albums back in the day, you used to do that a lot. Like you'll get to the end of an album and then there'll like be a space and it'll just be like a random unlisted track.
When a project first comes out, because I'm not necessarily against playlists. I think playlists definitely have a place, right? Like, because I have a
parties
playlist.
And stuff.
Yeah, like parties when I work out, or just new albums. Because like you made a valid point. Like on all of these projects that be coming out, I don't love every single song, right? And sometimes I have favorites. I'll take those favorites and make my own playlist. And
you
I have,
do playlists.
I do playlists, but I have to listen to the album first.
You don't come out the gate being like...
Exactly. Let me just say, these three songs and just put it on the playlist, and then if I listen to this, then I like it, then I'll go listen to the album. No. I have to listen
to
the album first.
So you still listen to playlists?
My own playlist, yes. Like, I'll make my own playlist.
Okay, you confused me then. I thought you were saying in the beginning that you did not do playlists. I thought you
I don't think he said that. Yeah.
No, I'm saying I got confused. Yeah, I thought you were saying that you did not do playlists.
No. I like playlists. Like I have a playlist for basketball. Like a lot of times when we get up, right, like to play ball, it's been a long time since me riding and beat them guys. And this motherfucker here, ancient. But I have like
a little boom.
Yeah, like I always bring out a speaker and I put it right at center court, like obviously off to the side, and I have a playlist. Like I got Jay on there, I got Crit on there, I got a whole bunch of people that I like. So that
while
way
y'all are playing
while we're playing, we listen to music.
Okay.
So I have like
so that's like
that.
The new people mixtape. Cause like when I was So when we were young,
I was gonna ask you that.
Okay. Mixtapes were literally what people would make. That connects. Now I get it. So I never really understood playlists. I didn't know what they were. So we had mixtapes. So like, let's say if you were wooing a girl, right? You would make a literal tape.
Slow jam tape.
Of all the real like dope
just,
songs.
That's
like
just the current version of.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So and then we'd give her the tape, and then she had to open it, put it in, and then on the inside there'd be all the names of the songs. You might write a little something in there.
Yeah.
So and like when I would skate, I would bring a Walkman and have all my favorite songs on there, and now I get it. That's what a playlist is.
Yeah. But I think some people just don't listen to albums, and, like from when they come out,
they just
go straight
just
to the playlist.
Yeah,
see, that's problem.
Weird.
Exactly. Though people, like, I'll pick and choose sometimes, because if I get 5 or 6 songs into an album and I'm like, damn, song 2 was dope, but the rest of this is garbage and I'm draining myself to even listen to this, I'm just already annoyed with the whole shit. So I'll just put track 2 onto my whatever playlist I got on Spotify. And just keep it
going. But you'll listen to a Beyonce album through and through, right?
I mean, yeah.
What's your take on it? Because I remember, like, at work, you was kind of on that whole playlist little wave for a while. So how?
I still am. Not the way that they do it now. I think they use it as a discovery engine. I think they use it to get an idea of what certain media companies or brands are listening to. I think people are interested in the curation aspect of it because a lot of people don't have time to be out here searching for music like that, so they'll rather have somebody do the work for them. Playlists were extremely popular at Starbucks. They used to actually sell those compilation CDs and stuff like that, which is basically a freaking playlist. And that's all it is. They've taken the compilation, the slow jam, idea and made it current. Yeah. So, you know, for me, I think I probably use playlists probably the most out of anybody, but what I do is I use it just to manage how I listen to music, because I have so much music in my library, over time, stuff won't get played. So I use smart playlists. And around that time you were talking about, I spent a lot of time just figuring out how to use that shit. Mm-hmm. So sometimes there'll be albums in there I haven't listened to in like a year.
Right.
Or if there are albums that I have rated 4 or 5 stars, I have a playlist set up to so I can go in and listen to those, because those are like my favorite songs.
So you're worse than Mike.
So you listen to the album or the...
I am an album guy, yeah, so I listen to a lot of albums. So I have a playlist set up, smart playlist set up to, for my favorite albums, because it's just...
Yeah, see, if I was to ever do a playlist, that's probably how I would do it. I would put my albums... up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if I'm going out of town or something, it'll play this album.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the CD changer. You remember, like, it's like the CD changer back in the day in the car.
But
like,
if I want to listen to an, that's the thing. It's not that often that I'm listening to digital music unless I'm in my car.
Right.
So I don't need to do all this shit because I don't listen to digital music at my house. I listen to albums. Like, so if I want to listen to something, I go and I put it on. So all of this extra shit of having to add stars and then remember what I star, or have the thing tell me, oh, Mike, well, you starred this. I don't even remember starring that, but cool. How do I add this to this star? Like, that's just too much shit.
What if you're like in the house cleaning or something, and you don't want to go to your phone, keep going to your phone to change it to what you want to hear, and then with his system, you won't have to do that.
If I'm in the house cleaning, I have a stereo that plays an album.
Remember, but it's just one album, so what if you want to play like several albums?
Then I walk my ass over there and I take the album off. Y'all some lazy motherfuckers.
So I'm not saying that that's a lot of that physical versus digital conversation.
I mean, I have albums on here, so like if I want to listen to something while I'm cleaning up, I just... I want to hear this.
Yeah. Or if you don't know what you want to hear, it has a thing on there, random. I do that sometimes. I'll just click that and put it on random, and it'll play random songs.
And I would have a random setup to randomly play
the 4-star song.
4 or 5 stars. Or there may be a 3-star song.
That's too much.
That over time that I might like. I used to think it was a lot, but it's not once it's actually
once you set
it
up. Because you're becoming one of them.
I am but I'm a techie guy.
I know. I like tech.
So no, I have a record player. I have 2 record players at home, and I have albums at home. So I have all this shit. But
you disappoint me, man.
Fuck that. I'll just go to my computer, hit play, and listen to what I want to listen to. It's just easier to manage.
You're out of the club, Ken.
That's cool. It's a lot easier to manage. So like whenever I'm
no
around the house,
then sometimes B'll play physical album, but he just said that he puts his iPod on and plays on his iPod.
But he just said that he's not sitting up there queuing and starring and
he'll be right.
But I'm saying
whatever album I want to listen to, I'm gonna say okay, bam. Like
see, like there's levels to this physical versus digital. You all the way physical, right? Or not all the way, by 85-90% physical. B is like 75% physical. I'm like
99% digital.
And he's like,
convenience.
Yeah, he's a convenience. And here's the thing, like,
you are definitely becoming one of them.
No, I have.
That's the word that comes up every time. You're a fake ass millennial.
No.
I'm saying, like, that's what they always say. Well, it's about convenience, Mike.
For me, and you gotta also understand, I have 2 kids running around the house. So I went through a period.
You want them to scratch your
where
I was like, want some fucking up your record.
Right, exactly. Man. So I buy all these fucking DVDs, and you know, Kendall was the one that used to do that, and the DVDs are fucking end up scratched. I'm like, this shit is fucking useless. It's a waste of fucking money. Mm-hmm. So I've switched over now to buying fucking. Movies.
I get that. I don't buy DVDs anymore unless it's a director or someone that I love. I'll only stop it. I'll have a Blu-ray player. Yeah. They don't look any different to me anyway. So, but if it's just a random movie like you, I'm not gonna even buy it. I'll see it in the theater, and if I want to watch it again, I'll watch it online.
Yeah.
But music to me is a little bit different.
But I have my CDs. But all my CDs, like when I buy a CD. I don't even open the shit. I'll just go put it away and like somewhere, probably in the attic or in the garage.
The attic.
What? Because I don't need to open it and play it. If
it's
a CD. Right. Or if I go buy like an old fucking record or something like that, I'll just go put it away. But I have kids. My kids are not gonna walk around scratching up my fucking shit.
The thing is, if I had kids, you're not going into that room. Any bruh,
nah,
I'll beat your mother. Just like Kendrick said, I'll beat your ass. When I was a kid, I knew you do not go in the music room.
You didn't touch the records?
Never.
Bro,
never.
I always did.
Then they should have whooped your ass.
Wait, you never you never sat in front of a record player with records?
Not by myself.
So it was always somebody with you when you
did that? Yes, and only time I did it by myself is when I got my own record player when I was probably 5 or 6. My mom got me my own record player, and I have my own records. I had the one record from Michael from Good Times. I can't remember his name, but he had Ralph something. He had an album that was dope. Mm-hmm. I had that, and I had this Little Drummer Boy album. I can't remember who made it. And I had a Stevie Wonder album. Those are the only ones that I had. Wow. I was not allowed to go downstairs and touch any of my dad's records. I knew that as a kid, because I'd have got fucked up.
Nah, I was able to touch all the records.
Well, I was too. I didn't have.
That's why y'all ain't right.
That's why I didn't have that problem.
Y'all should have got your ass whooped. Now. So put them in the attic?
I have to put
CDs and records
attic,
in the CDs.
They're either in the attic or the garage.
It just depends. Oh my God, so you know that can destroy your records.
What?
Well,
weather. So if your vinyl gets anywhere above 77 degrees on a regular basis, your shit will warp. Yep. Now, granted, you can fix it, but it's a pain in the ass to fix a warped record. Yeah. So your shit, you may as well even buy it.
It's a lose-lose for Ken. Like, if he puts it out in the living room, they're gonna get to it. If he puts it in the attic, it's a chance they might get dead.
It will be a lose-lose for them. Because if they go and they fuck up my record, they're gonna lose their life. I'm gonna fuck them up. You don't go in that room.
Question.
Yes.
I don't have
a room. He don't have a room, that's what he's saying.
Oh, have one. Damn it.
I have a music room.
I have a music room, and I would, every girl I've ever been with, they know, do not go in there. It stays closed.
Even the your girlfriends can't go in there?
Unless I'm there, no.
What are they gonna do? Purpose?
Put some shit back in the wrong place. Like my old girlfriend, the one I live with, she used to do that shit. And I was like, you can't go in there no more.
She did
like,
what?
She would take records off and then put them back in the fucking wrong place. Like, you know goddamn well that D comes after C. Right. So what the fuck is D doing in J?
Oh, God.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I remember one time I used to not
talk about it.
Like, that's a fight with you.
Yes, I don't get mad about
like
a lot
she's
of
sleeping
shit.
On the couch.
Say what?
Like she's sleeping on the couch.
I'm not gonna make her sleep on the couch. I'm not. No, but I'm gonna go in there. And
but
be like,
you fuck up a kid.
Yup.
Yup. Yup.
Okay, Mike.
If I tell your little ass, don't go in that
fucking
room.
No room. Okay, what age?
He'll know better by the end of the fucking day.
What age, Mike?
What age? What?
What age is the kid?
Because how soon can they walk?
One.
Okay, now they can't go and
that's
open a fucking door.
That's barely.
No, they can't open.
Okay,
door.
So if they're but I should be watching them. So if they get past me and they're one and they manage to get in that room, open the door, pull the record off, and fuck it up, that's on me.
What happened?
I'm slipping.
While we had it, y'all should follow the Dan and Hip Hop account on Spotify. We're gonna start putting playlists up there.
Yeah, you do that.
I like curating playlists and putting shit together. Yeah, I've always liked that, even when it was fucking tapes and shit.
So wait, is it gonna be just hip hop?
Of course. I think I want to switch.
You mix it up.
Yeah, I want to be all just hip hop.
Mine's gonna be hip hop.
I got a Bump in the Whip playlist for all Patreons. So the Bump in the Whip level, if you spend $2 or more on Patreon, you get my playlist. Bump in the Whip.
Did we answer the question? What was the question again? I just want to make sure.
What impact does it have on the music industry? But he kind of answered it when he first gave his.
Anybody else answer that? What impact did you think you have on the industry?
Why would it affect the music industry? They don't buy the music anyway.
But you're not listening to a project in its entirety, how the artist intended it
right.
to be.
But how is that affecting the industry?
So that can affect that can affect the industry, because if I'm an artist that continuously puts out albums and you're not listening to my albums, you're taking 2 or 3 songs when you never listen to it and then put it on this random ass playlist. Why am I going to continue to make?
That's why I brought up Drake.
What I've seen is a benefit to certain artists depending on who does the curation. Like Spotify has the Discovery thing or this Rap Caviar playlist and stuff like that. A lot of the kids discover new artists
so that's
through
like,
that.
That's,
yeah, that I can't
sense.
Even lie. I've discovered some cool.
Yeah, that's just sense. How they found the music. So if you put in there, then there is a benefit to be gained from that. Now,
so it's kind of like that Pandora thing, to where it's like, oh, I'm listening to Cunnilingus.
Yes.
Here are these
yes,
five. Okay.
Yes,
yeah. That makes sense.
Well, thank you, Alan, for your question. Don't forget to send the rest of your questions to our email, ask@deadandhiphop.com, or our Twitter, @DEHH. Till next time, we'll see you guys later.
So bye. Oh, peace.